Welcome to the Wilton Baptist Church, where we worship God, walk with others, and win people to the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm Pastor Steve, and our congregation is pleased to share this message with you today, and we pray it'll be a blessing and an encouragement to you. Blessings as you listen or watch.
Thank you, Pastor. Is everybody awake, or is the nap starting to settle in? You know, the thing about having turkey at Thanksgiving, it's got that sedative in it. So I don't know if anybody brought turkey last night, or tonight. But I'm going to do my best. I might have us do some jumping jacks after a bit or run around the room. I don't know. But I'm really looking forward to the questions that we're going to have in a little bit. I asked the pastor if we could do that. I just love talking about my home. I grew up in Haiti, served there for 16 years alongside my dad. We were co-laborers in the ministry, and that was such a blessing. I grew up in his home, and one of the many blessings of working with my dad, he'd say, Benji, we need to do this. And he didn't have to tell me, I want it done this way, I already knew, and we just did it together. And there'd be times too that I would begin something, and then pretty soon he'd say, you know, Benji, we should start this. Well, I just went ahead and went on with what I had already begun, and he got the credit for it, because we're all just servants. And tonight we're not going to read the whole chapter of Genesis 24. If you're in the habit of reading your Bible, you know that Genesis 24 has 67 verses in it. I'm not going to stand here and read, because about the 12th verse, you're all going to be just snoring on me because you're all full. But I do want to read the verse of Colossians 4, verse 1. It says, the Apostle Paul wrote, "Masters, give unto your servants that which is just and equal, knowing that ye also have a master in heaven." We have spoken the Friday night and Saturday night about making disciples, and this morning about giving. Tonight I want to just for a few minutes, and I'm trying to keep it just for at a few minutes, about serving. Servants serve. That's what we do. I mean, there's no other way to explain it. And the reason I want us to refer to Genesis 24, this is the story, the account. You know, let me tell you a personal illustration here. When our kids were growing up there in Haiti, I had the privilege every night to tuck them in bed. Now, I don't know if you parents still do that with your kids, but I got to tuck them in bed and pray with them at night. The boys were in a room together, and Katie, my sweetie pie, she's my baby, had her room. And so I told the boys, would pray with them. And most nights, I would tell them a story. But every night, Katie, her name is Bridget Kathleen. Bridget is my mother's name, Kathleen is my mother-in-law's name, but we knew we were living in the same yard with my mom, so we couldn't have two Bridgets. It would get confusing, so we just called her Katie. And so go to Katie's room, Daddy, tell me a story. And usually, I would just make up a story. Now, often enough, I fell asleep in my own story. I was just so tired. And, Dad, what? Where was I? And she'd catch me up, and then I could finish the story. But I told that to say that when we as preachers, you know, we're going to tell you a story from the Bible. It's not one of those made-up stories. This, what we're looking at tonight, actually happened. It's an account. And so this is the account where Abraham sent his servant to find a wife for Abraham's son, Isaac. And it is true, in this chapter 24 of Genesis, we do not read where the servant is named. It's early in chapter 15, verse 2. It talked about the steward of Abraham's household being Eliezer. So I believe it's Eliezer here, but notice when you go home and you get your Bible out and double check what the preacher said, you'll notice that his name is not in this chapter. But I just want to point out a few details about Eliezer. First of all, Eliezer was a sincere servant. He was sincere in the fact that he was bound by an oath to do his utmost for his master. In verses 2 through 4, especially verse 2, "And Abraham said unto his eldest servant of his house that ruled over all that he had, Put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and I will make thee swear by the Lord, the God of heaven." That's not cursing, that's making an oath, promising that Eliezer would go and do as his master asked him to do. And Eliezer was bound by the oath. You know, the Lord has told us as his disciples, as his servants, to tell others about him. Not just in Ireland, not just in the Philippines, not just in France, not just in Haiti, but next door, across the street, at your workplace. After graduation from college, I went to work at a factory, North American Lighting. We made car headlights. And but I got to work in our local church and work with the pastor, a song leader, taught Sunday school, several other ministries. But I always had a song in my heart. If you remember Friday night, I even sang a chorus right in the middle of my message. That's just what I do. And so when I'm working there, just the factory job, you know, the same thing over and over and over again for 8 hours, I always had a song in my heart. And one of the guys at work said, "Hey, Benji, what'd you do with the money?" I said, "What money?" He said, "The money that your mom gave you for your music lessons." Well, that didn't deter me. I still had a song in my heart. I shared the gospel at work. All that to say, we are to be servants wherever we are. We're under an oath to do what he asks us to do. The Great Commission, Matthew, Mark, Acts, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, beginning here at home up to the uttermost." That's why you have home missionaries. That's why you have foreign missionaries. That's why you continue to serve. Eliezer, because he was sincere, not only did he have an oath and he was bound by that oath, but he did his best for his master. He was supposed to go and find a wife of the family of Abraham. Don't take Isaac away from home, but find a wife of like faith, of like practice. I've had the privilege of marrying about a dozen of our teenagers from our church, and it was great. Some of them married other teens in the church. Some of them married other teens of other churches of like faith and practice. That was a blessing, and we need to do our best for the master. The work was to be done as Abraham asked him to do. You do it this way, and you go this place, and you find this kind of lady. That was the rules. That's how you do it, whether you like it or not. That's how we serve. Whether you understand it or not, that's how we serve. A job worth doing, somebody help me finish this, a job worth doing is worth doing right. I learned that from a small boy growing up in our home. Our work needs to be accomplished for the master's glory. Throughout chapter 24, you'll see Eliezer, he would pray and let the glory go to my master. Multiple times he talks about, he asked the Lord, give me direction so my master, so Abraham gets the glory. My master. You know, I'm reading in Matthew 5:16, it says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify" who? "Your Father, which is in heaven." We serve at the pleasure of our master, right? For him to get the glory, not so we can get the glory. But Eliezer here, he was sincere, but he was also alert, very alert. He used wisdom in putting himself in a place and at a certain time when the eligible young ladies would come to a meeting place. And he used some smarts. He used wisdom. He asked the Lord to direct him. He put himself in that position, but he said, Lord, direct me for the honor and glory of my master, Abraham. All that we do is to be for his honor and for his glory. Eliezer, he was a watched servant. You know, Laban, Rebekah's family, they were watching Eliezer to see what kind of a person he was, all that he had, what he did. You know, we as servants, people are watching us left and right, right and left, above us, below. They're just watching us. And they want to know what kind of a servant we are. They're watching us. Eliezer's a great example, and I'm not going to take any more time tonight, but I just wanted to encourage you to be all you can be in the army of the Lord. I know that I don't know if that's still a commercial, be all you can be in the army, but it was long ago, but I'm going to apply it to the Lord's army. Be all you can be in the army of the Lord. We are called to serve. Let's just serve. That's just what we do. Amen? Let's just serve. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you very much for this wonderful weekend, this wonderful conference, the wonderful attendance today, this morning, and this evening. Thank you so much that you have brought us together at this time and this place. And I pray that as we go, leave these doors tonight, tomorrow we go back to our respective responsibilities. You help us to be the servant that we need to be for your honor and for your glory. Thank you for multiple examples in the Old Testament and in the New Testament that encourage us to be the servant worthy of you saying one day, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And in Jesus' name I pray, amen.